This is Mark chapter 9, verse 40. Jesus says, "Whoever is not against us is for us. To God, lover, beloved, and love." Amen. Whoever is not against us is for us. Today is Orange Shirt Sunday. It is our way of participating in the Orange Shirt Day, which is actually this coming Thursday, September 30th. We were privileged to have the founder of Orange Shirt Day with us a number of years ago. I wonder if you remember, Phyllis Webstad stood at this podium and told us her story. These are her words. "I went to the mission for one school year in 1973-74. Phyllis attended the St. Joseph Mission Residential School in Williams Lake. I had just turned 6 years old. I lived with my grandmother on the Dog Creek Reserve. And to help you understand, the Dog Creek Reserve is about an hour and a half drive south of Williams Lake." She continues, "We never had very much money, but somehow my granny managed to buy me a new outfit to go to the mission school. I remember going to Robinson's store and picking out a shiny orange shirt. It had string laced up in front and was so bright and exciting, just like I felt to be going to school. When I got to the mission, they stripped me and took away my clothes, including the orange shirt I never wore it again. I didn't understand why they wouldn't give it back to me. It was mine. The color orange has always reminded me of that and how my feelings didn't matter. How no one cared, and how I felt like I was worth nothing. All of us little children were crying, and no one cared." This is Phyllis Webstad's story, and you can find it at orangeshirtday.org. Do visit that. Phyllis has now traveled across Canada, sharing her story and inspiring us to wear orange shirts as a symbol that children do matter. All children, every child matters. Orange Shirt Day, now recognized by the Canadian government as a statutory holiday, is a day set aside for us all to consider the impact and legacy of Canadian residential schools and talk together to create bridges on the long road to reconciliation. Thank you for everyone wearing orange today, and I encourage you to wear orange through the week, especially on the 30th. If you can, try visiting the Arboretum across the highway from the parish of St. Andrew and walk among the crosses set up to remember the young ones who died at residential schools, whose graves are being rediscovered across the country. I think at 2:15 there will be a gathering, there'll be drumming, it will be worth your time. Today we do two things. One, we mourn with those whose little ones died so far from home. And two, we ask the question, why Jesus in an incredibly difficult context? Why Jesus? Why do we continue to participate in an institution that bears his name when that institution has done so much damage to people around the world over the centuries again and again? Why do we still call on the name of the one who was called upon to justify the systematic suppression of Indigenous peoples and cultures? Why do we still gather in the name of the one whose followers again and again have perpetuated hell on earth rather than building up the kingdom of God? Why do we still follow the one whose followers act again and again, just like the first followers of Jesus in our story this morning? Do you remember? "Master," the disciples said, "we saw some people do good things in the world, but they are not part of our group, so we stopped them. Because, Jesus, we know that if they are not with us, they're against us, right? We knew that's what you would have wanted." Why, Jesus? Because Jesus hears this nonsense from his followers again and again, and he says, "Stop it. It is not a matter of them being with us. They do not have to be called by our name or look like us or walk with us. It's not if they are not with us, they are against us. Rather, it is if they are not against us, they're with us." Can you hear the distinction? One is a call to sectarian conformity. If you're not with us, you're against us. The other is a call to human solidarity. If you are not against us, you are with us. Incredible words that at the heart of the Jesus movement should have taken root and nourished the Christian branch of God's tree of life, but it didn't. A few years after Jesus said, "If you are not against us, you are with us," Christians were casting out heretics, punishing the Jews, and fighting one against the other in abhorrent sectarian violence, building a hellish fire that has burned people at the stake quite literally. "If you are not with us, you are against us" has sparked a movement of crusades, pogroms, apartheid, and residential schools. And it should shock us to the core that Jesus' true words, "If you are not against us, you are with us," was twisted so brutally. But David, I hear you say, Jesus actually did say, at least in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12, the very words you were saying he didn't say. In Matthew 12, verse 30, Jesus says, "The one who is not with me is against me, and the one who does not gather with me scatters." Okay, fair. Okay, you got me. But when Jesus says this in Matthew 12, he is pointing to the incredibly dangerous practice of human beings who begin to call that which is good bad and that which is bad good. You are not with Jesus if you call violence on another human being good. You can't be. You can't be with Jesus if, while he is at work bringing this world together, you are busy tearing it apart. You can't be with Jesus if, while he is bringing heaven to earth, you are stoking the fires of hell. Every human being is capable of great good. And this good can be accomplished whether or not the person is a Christian. Indigenous people, pre- and post-settlement by European nations, were and are capable of great good. We see it in art, their stories, their histories of trade and culture. We see it in their eyes. And it was wrong for European Christians to come and suppose that the indigenous people were against Jesus because they prayed and sang and danced differently than them. And every human being is capable of great evil. And this evil can be accomplished whether or not the person is a Christian. Residential schools and the determination to wipe out indigenous culture and language is a hellish evil. And we must not call that which is hell good and that which is good hell. When that happens, you are not with Jesus. You are against him. Otherwise, everyone who is not against Jesus is for him. Why Jesus on this orange shirt Sunday? Because Jesus is not a sectarian, and Jesus sees the wonderful good in indigenous culture, language, and spiritual practices. But when we do err, when we are human and we become sectarian, which happens all the time, I'm an Anglican after all, not a Pentecostal or a Baptist or a Roman or a Muslim or an atheist. When we do become sectarian and out of our sectarianism forget that other people are our companions and our helpers, though they do it differently than we do. When we do become sectarians and build fires that burn rather than fires that warm in peace and friendship, well, then reconciliation becomes a very serious and a very important act. Jesus says, "If any of you put a stumbling block before any of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than have 2 feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched." This is a very serious response to making an enemy out of fellow human beings. Of course, it is a hilariously exaggerated response. Jesus is not interested in our self-flagellations or our self-mutilations on the road to reconciliation, but he wants us to take the harm we do to one another very, very seriously. If in our actions we raise a hand against another human being, then let's cut that hand off. It is better to have no hand than raise it against another and so continue a hell on earth where violence is the way to power. If in our spiritual journey we put our foot out to trip up another human being, then let's cut that foot off. It's better to have no feet than to use them to trip people up and so continue a hell on earth where one's own well-being comes at the expense of another's. If in our eyes we see one person as better or worse than another person, well then let's pluck that eye out. Better to be without sight than to continue a hell on earth of sectarian judgment, prejudice, and class. In our pursuit of the kingdom of God, that is, the rule of love in our hearts and minds and in our relationships, in our pursuit of the love of God and the love of neighbor, let's not let anything get in our way. Let's live at peace with one another, no matter the cost. This is what God has shown us in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, God has shown us the extent to which God will go to ensure our well-being and our future. He has gone to hell and back so that we do not have to travel this life on our own, but with a friend and a helper. In Jesus, we have been reconciled to God and to one another, and we have been given the ministry of reconciliation, and in this ministry, we can throw water on the burning embers of our world. In Jesus, we are a family of every nation, language, and creed working together in our own ways, indigenous, settler, Christian, Jew, to bring healing to this world and cast out the demons of hate and violence and fear. And we do it with Jesus, our friend and our helper. Amen.